كنستم. This is what you hoarded in this world. فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون. Now taste that which you had hoarded in this world. Obviously from this there is an aspect that wealth could make us feel proud, arrogant, greedy, make us neglect our salat, make us neglect our obligation, make us neglect our obligation to our fellow human beings. It has all these negative connotations. Zakat, when Allah says give zakat, it is a purifier from the negative aspects of wealth. What is amazing in this is that Allah Ta'ala, when He refers to zakat as a purifier, has made mention that it is a purifier not for the recipient, for the person who gives. Let me repeat that again and understand the significance of that. When Allah Ta'ala had said zakat is a purifier, it is not a purifier for the people who receive that wealth, but is a purifier for the person who gives. Now this is very significant, as we will go on to make mention inshallah. Now another aspect with regard to the zakat is some modern scholars and contemporary scholars, they, when they look at zakat, they become overawed by the socio-economic benefits of zakat. And undoubtedly there are many benefits of zakat from this aspect, the socio-economic benefits. But they only become focused on that benefit of zakat. They don't go further. And they look at zakat as a just and equitable form of taxation or distribution of wealth. For them it is nothing more than that. And this is very unfortunate. Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayh has addressed this issue very greatly, and he has made mention that those people who only look at zakat as a just and equitable form of taxation have not taken into account the inner dimensions of zakat. That zakat is characterized by such noble qualities like love for humankind, doing it and giving charity with the intention of pleasing Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of coming closer towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacrifice for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says in taxation, this aspect of iman and ihtisab is missing. And iman is to give something and do something with faith in Allah, and also with the added intention that you are going to get rewarded by Allah. No one gives tax with the intention that Allah is going to reward him, with due respect to the receiver of revenue. I mean, no one really does that. No one gives tax. And in fact, there is always a degree of reluctance and rancor in giving tax. And because one of the reasons is a person knows that the people who have imposed that tax upon him are human beings and mortals like himself. And many a times they also abuse that type of tax. Now just be careful, I'm not giving a fatwa on this particular aspect of tax. But I mean, it's also a fact that no one gives it with great amount of pleasure. Or even if he has to give it, he gives it with reluctance and rancor. And that is why someone had said, the income tax man has spawned more lies than even the golfer. The person, the income tax has even make people spoke more lies than even what the golf person speaks, and the golfer speaks. But this is a reality. But this does not happen in zakat. It should not happen. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned amongst the 15 signs of Qiyamah, that amongst the signs of Qiyamah is was zakatu mahrama. That people would regard zakat as a tax. Al-Yadhu Billah. May Allah forbid that we regard that as such, and because of that we become the means of Qiyamah even coming closer. So this is a second aspect. That after understanding why it is a purification, let us remember that it is not a tax. The third thing with regard to the beauty of zakat is this, that it is a most beautiful solution of Islam to the perennial problem of the distribution of wealth. Now, for how many years we have been hearing about this problem of the proper distribution of wealth, and then you had the two systems which have been dominant in the past century, capitalism and socialism, and you know, communism. They said that they have the proper type of solution to this problem. But in reality, we know what's happening in the world. It is far from a just or correct solution. In fact, the problem becomes more as the gap between the haves and the have-nots increase. You know, this is a situation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making zakat compulsory, not only making it compulsory, but making mention, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ, in your wealth there is a right of the poor and the needy and the wayfarer and the person who comes to you to ask of you when he is in need.